is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's giving himself 2 weeks to decide whether or not to join Israel in attacking Iran's nuclear facilities. That from his press secretary at the White House, Carolyn Leavitt, saying the president believes there's still a chance for negotiations. On the MAGA supporters and voters who heard Mr. Trump promise to easily and quickly end wars, not start them, this from the press secretary.
Trust in President Trump. President Trump has incredible instincts, and President Trump kept America and the world safe in his first term as president in implementing a peace through strength foreign policy agenda.
The Mideast fighting has raised oil and gasoline prices in the U.S. to a national average of $3.20 a gallon. Immigration police are ramping up raids at workplace locations like farms, restaurants, and hotels, even after President Trump indicated last week that he wanted those raids to stop. This is ABC News. This little girl's life is saved.
I was just snorkeling, then I went up to breathe, and then something hard bit me.
That something, says 9-year-old Leah Lindell, was a shark trying to take her away right in front of her mother.
She was about 3 to 4 feet away from me.
She describes seeing the fling of her daughter's arm.
And it was like almost completely gone.
Doctors got to work in less than an hour. Surgeon Alfred Hess crediting the nature of the bite.
The shark's teeth are so sharp that the cut through the wrist is clean.
Leah's parents praise the nearby construction crew for getting Leah's arm in a tourniquet. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
For tens of millions of people, there are severe thunderstorm watches in effect up and down the I-95 corridor through 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. From Burlington, Vermont, to New York, Philadelphia, Washington, and through Virginia. Forecasters warning of possible 100-degree temps in the southwest this weekend. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. The clock is running to complete work on the next state budget.
Joint Finance Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline remains confident.
It's our goal to get a budget passed and hopefully before the end of this month.
With two Senate Republicans voicing misgivings about the budget, JFC Democrat Senator Keld Royce says it's time to compromise.
And that means coming to Democrats. We are here. We are willing. You know, we don't have to get our way on everything.
If the new budget isn't in place by the end of the fiscal year, at the end of this month, current state funding levels would remain in place. At the Capitol, Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A spokesman says UW system officials are astounded that Republican lawmakers are considering a budget cut.
In a statement, Universities of Wisconsin Director of Media Relations Mark Pitch noted that the UW system budget has endured cuts for more than a decade, and Wisconsin has fallen to 44th out of 50 states nationally in public funding. Pitch says that is not sustainable if Wisconsin wants to win the war for talent, and the proposed $87 million cut in state funding will put access and affordability in deep jeopardy. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Amid increased security at the Capitol, both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature held moments of silence Wednesday for the victims of last weekend's political violence in Minnesota. This is Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux.
Political violence is never the answer. We need to solve our differences through legislation. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families affected. We're happy and thankful and grateful for the efforts of law enforcement in Minnesota for their swift action.
Lance Belder faces both state and federal charges in the assassination of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and the wounding of another lawmaker and his spouse.
Discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy this Sunday during the 39th Annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast at the Rotering Ridge Beef and Dairy in Cochrane from 7 to 11. There'll be pancakes, sausages, cheese curds, maple syrup ice cream, and of course, milk, music with Ron Pronchinsky, kids events including face painting, a pedal tractor pull, and barrel train too. It's the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Sunday from 7 to 11 at Rotering Ridge Beef and Dairy in Cochrane.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall, lows upper 60s. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s. Extreme heat watch this weekend, steamy highs in the mid 90s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. Good to have you with us for a conversation about what's happening in farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up on the show today, we're going to get an update on the response to New World Screwworm by USDA as Ethan Lane, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, will join the show in Segment 2. After the bottom of the hour in Segment 3, we are going to get a crop update and discuss issues important to the National Corn Growers Association. The newly elected NCGA First Vice President Matt Frostick from Michigan. He doesn't officially take over until later this year, but we're going to have a conversation with him coming up here after the bottom of the hour. And then at the end of the show, we're going to talk with Vince Hall, Chief Government Relations Officer for Feeding America. He's got some thoughts on the potential reforms to the SNAP program, Medicaid, and much more. So we have a lot to get to here on the show today. Joining us to get started and talk markets, even though markets are closed on Thursday for the Juneteenth holiday, we're still going to dive in and take a look at what's happening. Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, is with us here today. And Mike, I know Wednesday's trade action was highlighted by a surge in the wheat complex, and it sounds like a lot of that's related to weather, not only here at home, but globally as well.
Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting trade when we come back on Friday, Jesse, because as you say, we've got a pretty significant issue in Russia. We've had it for a couple weeks, but we've been getting some information from that part of the world that would suggest that there were no problems. But we've got two major states or provinces now.
I think we might have lost you there for just a second. I apologize. I think we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty here. Mike, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Jesse, you there?
Yep, you go right ahead and restart what you were saying. You were talking about Russia there.
Yeah, I think we've got two big provinces now that are in an agriculture drought emergency, one of them coming on this week. as they started their winter grain harvest.
And once again, I apologize. I think we are still having some technical issues here with our connection. We're going to try and get this reestablished with Mike Zuzulo. We had him solidly, and then it kind of went away. Mike, are you still with us?
I am, sir.
There we go. Hopefully that is good on this side. Go ahead and talk about what you're seeing in that wheat complex.
Okay, so we've got Russia, as you say, a big issue with two big provinces of wheat-growing areas now in an agriculture drought emergency. And I think that's probably woken this market up. But I'd also say, Jesse, that the wheat market is also tracking with the crude oil market. That's not an odd thing when it comes to the commodity investors. And so as we get closer and closer to the $100 barrel WTI New York price, the wheat should pick up some additional support from that. That's going to be a key linkage to watch when we come back Friday. The other thing to watch here is the linkage between the weather and the harvest, weather maybe opening up in hard red wheat belt here the next few days to see if the seasonal weakness comes in on the cash side and does that do anything to the futures market or not.
Mike, we had you, and then I believe we just lost you again. There, we got Mike back again. Apologies, folks, here for a little bit of technical issue. I believe this is an internet problem on my side. Mike, are you still with us?
Yeah, I sure am, Jesse.
And it keeps kind of cutting out. I do apologize again, folks. This is live radio for you, technical issues that have a tough time controlling this. Mike, if you can hear me here a little bit, let's talk a little bit about the Middle East tensions, and let's throw that in here because I know that continues to be such a hot topic that is we're being watched closely, of course, around the world, but in the markets as well, Mike.
Yeah, am I coming through okay, Jesse?
We can hear you now. Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think that's another key element to does the harvest weather open up here, but is that countered with higher prices in the crude oil market? There's a strong historical linkage with the crude oil and the wheat, especially as commodity index funds tend to buy a whole basket of goods. And obviously, being in the Middle East, crude oil and wheat are the two most prominent commodities in that part of the world. And all eyes are on President Trump's decision, but all eyes are also on the Strait of Hormuz. You know, Israel and Iran continue to bomb each other, and that Strait of Hormuz takes 20 million barrels throughput per day transported through the Strait. That's about 20% of the global petroleum liquids consumption based upon Department of Energy. This is going to be important if this is extended, I think, because the unleaded gas.
Mike, I apologize. Things keep chopping out on my side here, and we had you right there as you were talking about the Strait of Hormuz again. We're talking with Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics, and do apologize here, having some technical internet issues with our connection here today on the show. Jesse Allen with you, and Mike, if you can still hear me, with the markets closed on Juneteenth, Thursday, of course, I have to think there's going to be a lot of focus on weather and war and more as we come back trading on Friday, Mike.
Yeah, those are the two major issues, and I'd watch the summer driving season and that unleaded gasoline price. It hasn't moved much in the cash market, but it's really skyrocketed in the last 2 weeks here in the futures market, very much like soybeans. And that's really key when it comes to the equities and how much it could pressure equities and also those 401ks. And so watch that when it comes to the summer driving season and the summer grilling season if this gets prolonged, Jesse.
Well, in summer grilling season, too, that's another thing, watching that cattle, that I know cash has been such that big driver here as of late, but futures have started to look a little tired, Mike, it seems.
Yeah, cattle on feed marketings are going to be very, very important. We have a huge premium in the cash market, steer prices, 232, 235.
I do apologize. It's tough when the internet's not working. Mike, you still with me there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, but I think we might have lost Mike here as we're trying to get the connection continuing here on AOA as we're almost to the commercial break. But do appreciate the time, Mike. I know folks can find him globalcomresearch.com. That's globalcom with two M's, research.com. And do apologize. We'll get Mike back on the show again real soon to talk more about markets and and kind of watch what is going on with what is happening in the Middle East. Of course, that's such a big issue with Israel and Iran and what is happening there with the escalation of tensions and some of the market impacts. And you heard a little bit of Mike there through some of the internet technical difficulties, but really watching crude oil, gasoline prices, you think about those first in times of Middle East turmoil, but also you got to think about the fertilizer production, and then you think about wheat, of course, with wheat being such a global product that can be affected in many regions of the world. And we have the weather issues, of course, with wheat and more. And I will say Wednesday's Market Talk program, we talked about that with Mike Zuzel. YouTube channel, youtube.com/@markettalkag. We covered a lot of the same things we were trying to touch on here before we started to have some of those internet technical difficulties. Do apologize about that. All right, coming up next here on AOA, we're going to get an update on New World Screwworm as we're continuing to watch the fight against stopping screwworm from entering into the United States. We're going to get an update from Ethan Lane with the National Kettle Beef Association. That's next on AOA.
If you don't have final expense life insurance, this message is for you. LifeCare provides valuable information about whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and other final expenses. Enrollment is fast and available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exam, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Just answer a few questions and we will do the rest. With the average funeral costing $9,420 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses. Your premium will never increase. Your policy will have a cash value and a death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense life insurance with a lifetime lock, call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@markettalkag and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving Western Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Welcome back as we continue here on AOA, Agriculture of America. Jesse Allen with you. Do apologize, segment one, some of those technical issues. Hopefully we got the internet difficulties corrected now. And let's continue the conversation. Get an update on New World Screwworm. Of course, we're tracking this in the cattle industry and concerns that it is nearing its way close to the southern border and something that we do not want to see enter into the United States. Joining us for an update as USDA is putting more funds towards stopping screwworm, Ethan Lane, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ethan, good to talk to you again. And it sounds like we are adding more and trying to step up the fight here against screwworm, Ethan.
Certainly, I think Secretary Rollins and her team at USDA are clearly taking this seriously. Yesterday's announcement and meeting down in McAllen, Texas, was a really productive, I think, use of time for all of us that made the trip down to really kind of get into the weeds with the secretary about where they are at. They spent a lot of time talking to Mexican officials, Secretary Bertegay, her counterpart in Mexico, and a lot of dialogue, not just around the screwworm incursion, but the border protocols and closure that goes along with that. Yesterday was a great opportunity to hear kind of culmination of those efforts and what the folks at USDA believe we need to do moving forward. They talked about the fact that they are already underway with a dispersal facility there at Moore Airfield in McAllen. That'll be done by the end of this year. That's an $8 million investment that will allow a more orderly stop for those flies coming out of Panama, those sterile flies, to get them sort of staged and on those smaller planes to distribute over the target zone to kind of manage that incursion, to keep it down in Mexico. They also talked about that $21 million investment in Mexican infrastructure. They have a screwworm facility that we used last time around back in the 60s. That $21 million will allow them to power that back up. And they're estimating that to be a 60 to 100 million fly per week facility, which would nearly double our capacity for sterile flies, which is really sort of the key to all this. And they also talked about the Moore Airfield location being the likely site of a larger facility pending funding from Congress that would allow us to add another couple hundred million flies per week, which is what we're really going to need ultimately, 400 million maybe plus to truly not just contain this, but really push it back down south and get it back in its box. So a lot of those tools, in addition to surveillance and monitoring equipment and knowledge for the Mexicans to make sure they're paying attention to wildlife movements, cattle movements, new reported cases and new occurrences of that fly further north. So we have a better idea of what we're looking at there as far as movement of this pest.
And you mentioned, some of the Mexican officials who were there and more. And, something we saw earlier this year is that it sounded like we weren't getting some of the cooperation we wanted to from the Mexican side, Ethan, to try and stop the spread northward of screwworm. So how is that dynamic between Secretary Rollins, U.S. officials, and Mexican officials to try and push these screwworms back down to Central America? How is that dynamic going right now?
Well, it sounds like it's going much better. Look, I mean, federal bureaucracies are federal bureaucracies, right, wherever you find them. And certainly Mexico has their own, just like we do. And in my conversations with Secretary Bertegay, when he was in D.C. last, we had a chance to talk. I think he's trying to do everything he can and has found frustrations with his own government outside of his area of control, right? Just like Secretary Rollins does. With her own government here, it sounds like they've made substantial progress there. She was very positive about that relationship. She has invested a ton of time in this. I just can't imagine having a better leader at the helm at USDA than Secretary Rollins. She's really doing the Lord's work here on this issue. But she was very positive about where they are in that dialogue and what we're seeing from the Mexican side of the equation. So that was a real bright spot yesterday, was hearing that's moving in the right direction.
Well, and looking through the whole plan that USDA has here, and we know that we've seen screwworm getting up into Mexico. And Ethan, we talked about this before, the impact that this could have on the U.S. producer if it does return to the U.S., because this is something, a pest that would be returning to the U.S. that we eradicated years ago. The economic devastation and more could be substantial for U.S. producers, right?
Billions, just billions of dollars. It is truly the kind of sort of catastrophic event that we really do a lot of front end work in the cattle industry to avoid. Whether you talk about FMD, any of these animal disease issues that could impact our supply chain, certainly this one is right in that bucket. That's why you're seeing so much attention on it. That's why you're seeing so much preemptive action here. That room yesterday was full of producers that were old enough to remember doctoring cattle the last time around, and they do not want to do it again. So I think there's a lot of horsepower here being put towards making sure we have the tools to contain this thing, to slow its movement through Mexico to whatever extent we can. And yes, at the same time, prepare for it to potentially reach U.S. soil here in the next, 6 months to a year, and making sure that we're ready for that so that we're not figuring these things out on the fly. This is a marathon, not a sprint. We're not going to solve this in a few months. This is going to be a multi-year battle. We need to make sure we're preparing for that now, and we're incredibly grateful to have leadership in place at USDA right now that understands that and is being proactive about it.
We're talking with Ethan Lane from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and to that point about preparing for this ahead of time, USDA Secretary Rollins doing their part. What can producers, though, do on their farms and ranches? Is there anything they could do? Can they have conversations with veterinarians, et cetera? What are some things they need to maybe think about and keep in mind to prepare themselves individually just for the potential that this could happen, Ethan?
So I think as we move from this containment phase that we're in now down in Mexico to sort of an education and preparation phase, that's going to be a really important time for producers to be taking advantage of those resources, webinars, trainings, meetings, briefings. There are going to be a lot of resources brought to bear over the next few months for producers to take advantage of so that they know the symptoms to be looking for, right? We're always looking at our livestock and trying to identify anything that's off, right? Anything that's an unsoundness. And there certainly are going to be those tells for any animals that are suffering from a New World screwworm infection. So as those resources come online, as USDA kicks into gear, as NCBA and the industry kicks into gear with education, that's going to be sort of the tip of the spear is taking advantage of those, know what to be looking for, know how to treat them, and be doing your part as a producer to be eyes and ears on the ground there. And I think those are going to be important pieces of this equation.
Do we presume the Mexican border is going to be shut down to feeder cattle imports for the foreseeable future here still with this issue, Ethan?
So I think that there's definitely a conversation happening about that right now. The fact is we are, I think everyone knows in the cattle industry right now, we have a real supply issue. And the lack of cattle crossing from Mexico is contributing to that. At this point, I think that there is a scenario where we can walk and chew gum at the same time, for lack of a better description. The protocols that were in place starting in February were working. Rejection rates were low. They were doing what they were intended to do, which is screen those cattle, take their time moving them across the border, ensure that we're not bringing this pest into the United States. I think there's a point where some of those ports, a couple of those ports, could open again while we battle this incursion. And I think the secretary and her team are looking at those eventualities as well. I think a lot of that's going to be predicated on what we're seeing from the Mexicans, whether or not they're really doing the things we need them to do from a surveillance perspective, from a monitoring perspective, from a movement control perspective on cattle movements in Mexico, and sort of hitting all those benchmarks. If those are happening, and this isn't me channeling the secretary, I don't want to speak for her, but I get the sense that if those things are happening, that's going to create more room for a conversation about some limited reopenings at the border, and certainly with a supply chain could sure use that. So if there's a way to do both, I think that would be ideal in the coming months.
Final minute here. Anything else you would add, reiterate for folks as we watch this fight against New World screwworm, Ethan?
I just cannot underscore enough how important it is that we have a Secretary of Agriculture that's listening to producers, real producers, taking flack from other parts of the conservative universe, the liberal universe, and elsewhere for doing her job. She needs our support right now. She needs to understand that, that real cattle producers from coast to coast understand how the hard work she's doing and that team at USDA. We're incredibly lucky to have a team over there that's going to bat for us right now, and we're incredibly grateful for that.
Ethan Lane, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Always good to talk with you here on the show. Appreciate the time, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, amigo. Good talking to you.
Ethan Lane, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs with the NCBA. Coming up next, we'll hear from the newly elected first Vice President of the National Corn Growers Association, Michigan's Matt Frostick. Will join us after this, right here on AOA.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-337-8179. That's 800-337-8179. 800-337-8179. Call now.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA. Joining us now, he was just elected as the next first vice president for the National Corn Growers Association. Let's talk with Matt Frostick from Michigan. Matt, it is good to hear from you again. And just for starters, congratulations on the election. I know you're excited to step into that role coming up for the new fiscal year for NCGA.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. It's certainly some exciting times. We're excited to be a part of the leadership on the board. I appreciate the support that the board's shown me and putting me in that spot. It's a great climate to be a part of, and there's a lot of great things that are maybe up and coming in the industry that as an organization we're excited to be a part of.
Well, I know there's a number of different topics that NCGA is watching across agriculture, and I do want to ask you about a few of those here in a minute, but let's just start. How's the growing season going in your neck of the woods there at East Central Michigan? Has it been a good spring? Has the crop gone in on time? Give us that crop update for you this spring.
Yeah, for the most part, our area's been in good shape. Either The crop's been pretty much put in on time or ahead of schedule. We struggled with temperature, but now that's kind of coming. Summer's invaded and the heat has arrived and the crop's starting to look really good. Those fields that got put in the right conditions are starting to excel. So I think we're in a pretty good position right now for the summertime.
Well, and that's always a good thing to hear. I know you and I were chatting a bit before we went on the air that some areas of the country have had a really, really ideal good spring. Others, not so much. And when you put it all together and average things out, it just sounds like a typical growing season, honestly, where unfortunately some folks have a tough time and others have a really good start to the season.
Yeah, and the extremes are there. My heart goes out to those in that southern corn region, the Kentucky, southern Illinois, Ohio, I think Missouri, Arkansas. They've just seen so much rain, and they're still struggling to get that crop in. We all have been there. It's not a lot of fun, but hopefully they find enough windows to get a fair amount of that crop in and, get through this year. And conversely, we've got some dry areas out west and hoping for timely rains for them to get through the season too.
Well, let's talk about some issues that you are tracking as you are getting ready to step into this even bigger leadership role at NCGA later this year. But I know you've served on a number of boards. It's the Sustainability Action Team, Animal Ag Alliance, et cetera, et cetera. You've got a lot of experience in many of these committees with NCGA. What are some of the key things that are on your mind that you are watching as we go through this summer and then you'll step into this first vice president role later this year?
So it's always kind of our big thing, or we stay quite focused on, is biofuels. But, it takes some turns and some different angles, I think, as we work through the future. Our teammates are changing in this area. Who we align with and who we should align with is going to be a little bit different to get policy across the board. And even within our organization, our teams are working together to across each other's territories to make some of this policy work. So in other words, the biofuels team is aggressively looking at, E15, trying to get that across and maybe a form of the next gen in the future here. But also aviation fuel is heavy on the list or near the top. But all that takes work with other teams like sustainability. We can't get some of these policies across the board without the right sustainability plan with corn. And the thing is as farmers, we're doing a lot of these things already. We've got to get that message out to the public and to those that are cooking the numbers, so to speak, to have that baseline for biofuels. So that's big in the undercurrent of what's going on. We're always ready to pounce, I guess, so to speak, in D.C. to get policy across the board. But we're spending our energies trying to do things, you know, behind the scenes for alignment and getting the numbers right to make, you know, things happen when they can happen.
Well, and of course, this past Friday, we saw some supportive news from the EPA with their RFS RVO numbers for 26, 27. So that's one thing there. But I know, to your point, this year-round E15 legislation is something that the NCGA has been strongly advocating for. And we haven't seen that get across the finish line quite yet on Capitol Hill. And I know that there's been mentioned a few different avenues to try and get that through here at some point this year, but we still haven't seen it quite yet.
Yeah, and there's tremendous support for it up on the Hill. It's something that it makes sense. It's easy to implement. We have the infrastructure there. It just seems like it gets tied up in the political ball up on the Hill at this point. You know, much like the farm bill, there's things that are looking to, you know, address right now, but it's a different angle, and we're trying to calculate if that's the right thing to do. You know, now it seems like it's a good idea, but what is that? What precedence does that establish for the next farm bill, that type of thing? So, you know, a lot of different ways of doing things are out there at this point, and we're aggressively looking at what looks, you know, what solves problems now, but also how it will be handled in the future too.
Yeah, and the farm bill conversation still ongoing. We'll see what happens with reconciliation there and much more. You know, thinking about the value add for agriculture, for corn farmers, and this is something you and I have talked about a number of times when we've seen each other and had a conversation. And I know from a livestock perspective on the cattle side, of course, you have cattle as part of your operation, and that's something where we've touched on this, and obviously a lot of opportunity, but right now we have a very small cattle herd here in the U.S., and so that add some nuances, I guess, to trying to find another avenue via animal agriculture for use of corn here in the U.S., right, Matt?
Yeah, and that livestock industry is so important to what we do. I mean, ethanol cannot survive. It's kind of that three-legged stool we stand on. Livestock is one of those important legs that helps keep this industry moving. We've got a lot of byproduct that the livestock industry wants, and quite frankly, we need that, you know, we need that synergy with them to make ethanol work. And so staying in a good relationship and to make good policy is important to us with working with the livestock industry. So it is a struggle right now with the lower cattle numbers, and certainly we would all wish that they were higher, but it's something we can't control, and hopefully, you know, in the near future, those numbers start raising. But that's something that the market will figure itself out on.
Very true. Very true. Matt, a couple minutes here before we let you go. Any other key issues that you are watching as you get ready to take over here as first vice president later this year for the National Corn Growers Association?
I think trade is still a big thing that's heavy on our list too. And again, it's when the appetite and the climate's ready to talk about it. Obviously, we've got tariffs and things like that we're looking at with this administration and how we handle it and how we look at it. I think our approach has been that I don't say we're staying on the sidelines, but we're taking a calculated approach, because at the end of the day, we need to be at the table with other countries to promote our products, and that in the past several years, that's not been as good as we'd like. So if this is our opportunity to communicate, then we seize that moment. We can't control what Washington wants to do as far as tariffs or no tariffs. We just have to kind of play our game within that system. And I think that's been the approach with our staff and our board. And I think it's been a good approach, because at the end of the day, you want to be at the table when those negotiations happen. So that's where we've been. There's a little bit of movement on this Make America Healthy Again. We've taken a pretty aggressive stance on that. I think it's been important that we do, because at the end of the day, we want to talk about policy that's scientifically based, and not only that, but peer-reviewed. And so when we do that, we have stronger food policy. Now, can we get better at it? I'm sure we can. I'm sure there's things that we can change. But our farmers are doing a tremendous job of providing food and fiber and fuel for this for our country. And we're always looking to improve and get better at it. But the conversation shouldn't be, do we destroy our food system, but how do we improve it? And so that's where we come from.
So many different topics that you mentioned that we have to keep our eyes on in agriculture, of course, and making your voice heard, you know, to the point you made, you know, sometimes Mother Nature we can't control. And even though we can't completely control everything that happens in Washington, D.C., at least with that, we can make our voices heard on these issues. Right, Matt?
Yes. And that's the important thing, is to be there, to be able to get in the offices and have those conversations. Get caught up in the back and forth, so to speak, of who's right and who's wrong. It's more about making better policy for the future.
Very true. Very true. Well, folks can go to ncga.com to learn more. And with that, we're up against the clock. We'll let you go. And congratulations again on being elected the next first vice president for the new fiscal year. That begins October 1st. Matt Frostick of Michigan with the National Corn Growers Association. Good to hear from you again, Matt. Thanks for joining us on AOA. We'll talk to you again real soon. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Jesse. Thank you for the time.
Absolutely. Once again, Matt Frostick with the National Corn Growers Association from Michigan. Up next, we'll hear from Vince Hall with Feeding America. That's all the way after this, right here on AOA.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Take some extra time shopping the Dairy Case and enjoy the many things that get their start on dairy farms. If it weren't for milk and butter, how could we enjoy coffee cake and muffins? And without a dollop of sour cream, that beautiful baked potato would be just another spud.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by Wisconsin Credit Union. We belong to you.
At Wisconsin Credit Union, we're proud to serve our communities and our members. And we're especially proud when they tell us how happy they are to be a member of our credit union. Our uncommon level of service is something that's consistently reflected in the awesome feedback we receive. It also earns us the ranking as one of Wisconsin's best credit unions year after year. But what we're really happy about is earning the loyalty of so many members, which is why we reward them with our Membership Value Pricing Loyalty Program. With basic, silver, and gold levels. And the higher the MVP status, the greater the benefits, like even higher deposit rates, lower cost loans, and other perks. If you haven't joined us yet, just reach out to learn how easy it is to become a member and qualify for MVP status at Wisconsin Credit Union, where, like our feedback and ratings confirm, you'll always be treated like an MVP. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Gov. If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DCA3. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
Pollinators and beneficial insects like bees, butterflies, bats, and beetles are crucial for ensuring healthy, biodiverse ecosystems and crops for a sustainable food supply. June 16th through 22nd is National Pollinator Week, a time to recognize the essential role these species play. Protecting pollinators means protecting the future of agriculture and our environment. You can explore how to support pollinators at www.biodiversitystewardship.org, provided by Syngenta.
When a person calls 988, they're connected to a crisis counselor.
Crisis is completely self-defined. If you're wondering if you should call, you should probably call.
A caller can expect to talk about coping skills, talk about resources, and ways to move forward beyond the call.
They can call us, they can chat, they can text. And when they come out on the other side, they're feeling better.
Call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Joining us now for a conversation, he is Chief Government Relations Officer at Feeding America, Vince Hall. Vince, it is good to talk with you again here on AOA. I hope all is well.
Great to talk to you as well, Jesse. Thank you so much for having me back. And things are... we're in a challenging time here in Washington, D.C. On some issues.
I was going to say, there is no shortage of issues that we are tracking from both sides. And one of them that we really want to talk about here today is some of the proposed changes, cuts to SNAP, Medicaid, Medicare, et cetera. From your perspective there at Feeding America, could you tell us about some of those proposed cuts?
You know, the nation's food banks are really concerned about some proposed cuts to SNAP, Medicaid, and Medicare. Just because anything that increases the level of hunger in communities results in an increased strain on a food bank's ability to serve everyone in need in that community. The cuts that are being talked about are absolutely unprecedented. Just to give you a sense, Jesse, the SNAP program, the cuts there are looking to be like 9.5 billion meals per year. The entire output of the whole Feeding America food banking network that covers all of the United States was 6 billion meals per year. So the cut that is being proposed to SNAP is, it's 150% larger than the total output of all the nation's food banks combined. And so a lot of folks, unfortunately, are just not going to be able to find the food resources that they need to feed their kids or take care of an aging senior who might be in their home, or they might be a person with disabilities. They might be somebody who's just fallen down on hard times and been laid off from a job and needs some help to get to that next job.
Well, I think about those who could be most affected if these programs are reduced, and, you know, how food and health care and so many things are so closely connected. I mean, when we look just across the spectrum, this could be a major issue for hundreds of thousands of folks in the U.S., right, Vince?
Yeah, it really could. Millions of people would lose access to SNAP benefits under this proposal. And, many, many, particularly rural communities could be really adversely impacted here, because a lot of rural grocery stores are barely hanging on. I mean, you know that. You're talking to those folks regularly. The SNAP dollars that come into their communities are a major part of what makes it possible for them to stay in business. And when that grocery store closes, it closes for the whole community, not just people who have access to SNAP. And then the whole town has a higher level of food insecurity because they've got to go long distances, assuming they have transportation and fuel to get access to groceries. Similarly, you know, the Medicaid program, which this bill that's pending right now would cut over $700 billion in Medicaid over the next 10 years. And that's a big support mechanism for community hospitals and rural community clinics. And so there are a lot of states that are going to be very hard hit in terms of people in rural America losing access to healthcare anywhere close to their town and having to go much, much longer distances to get access to emergency care or to, you know, preventative care. So there's a sizable number of people that rely on both SNAP and Medicaid. So in one bill, a lot of the programs that help make their quality of life possible, whether they be seniors or kids or people with disabilities, active duty military personnel, veterans, they're all going to see multiple bad things happen at once as they struggle to maintain their access to food resources while they get access to health care. But about 40% of people who are on Medicaid in this country are also SNAP recipients.
Well, I know this is an issue that is quickly becoming divisive, I guess I could say. There's folks on one side who feel that some of these programs need to be, quote unquote, reined in. Others, like yourself, are highlighting some of the issues that could be at hand here for folks who are SNAP recipients and Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera. So what is the best way to take action? I guess that's where I'm going with this. If you're someone who is in agreement with you, Vince, on the issues here, what's the best way to take action and have your voice heard?
Well, we've made that easy. We've created a website. It's called feedingamerica.org/snapcuts. SNAP, S-N-A-P, stands for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. We used to call it food stamps. So if folks go to feedingamerica.org/snapcuts, they'll have a very quick and easy time getting communication via email to both U.S. senators and their member of the House of Representatives. And hopefully we can help them make their views known. And also we just encourage people to pick up the phone and call. Call your U.S. senators, call your member of the House of Representatives, and let them know that this is not a time to be cutting programs like SNAP and Medicaid, where people are struggling so hard. This is a good time to be talking about how we can strengthen and improve those programs.
And to that point, at the end of the day, nobody wants to see folks going hungry, you know, and I know that's a central part of the Feeding America mission as well, right, Vince? I mean, we want to make sure that folks are supplied with the proper nutrition and the food that they need, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, look, we're the wealthiest country in the history of civilization. We throw away more food every day in the United States than is necessary to end hunger. So we don't have a food crisis. We have a crisis of political will. And if we wanted to, we could end this issue very quickly. We could make sure that everybody in our country has access to the nutrition that they need to thrive. And nothing but good things happens from that. Workers are more productive on the job. There's fewer sick days. More kids are showing up in school, nourished and fit and ready to learn. Our seniors can enjoy dignity in their golden years. People who are serving in the armed forces can be focused on the mission in front of them instead of worrying about whether their kids back home have enough food to eat that day. Lots of very positive and good things can happen by all of us working together to solve this problem of hunger in the United States.
Vince, any other final thoughts? Anything else you would mention for folks listening in today?
I would just underscore what you said, Jesse, that if folks are inclined to call their members of Congress, both senators and the House member, to let them know how they stand on this issue of cuts to SNAP and Medicaid, it's urgent that they do so, you know, within the next day or two. The Senate could vote on this bill as early as the end of the week or next week, and the House of Representatives will have another chance to vote on it shortly after that.
All right, we're out of time. Once again, that's Vince Hall with Feeding America. Thanks for joining us here for AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of the day.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope, their hope.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. President Trump's taking...